Now, dirty streets, booze, bikes and similarities with Belfast and Benidorm. That's what one columnist thinks Belfast is becoming and why, for some tourists, it is a last resort stop. Belfast Telegraph columnist Lindy McDowell suggests we are taking our visitors for granted. But does she have a point? Have we got complacent and are we deluding ourselves that visitors leave here feeling content, feeling happy, feeling glad that they arrived here, either by plane, by boat, by bus, by cruise ship, whatever that might be? On the line we have the UUP councillor, Jim Rogers. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Vinny.
At this point, Stephen would probably highlight that you're also the former Belfast mayor and sheriff. He gets much more pleasure out of that than I do. But does Lindy have a point? Are we kind of taking our tourists for granted and not making enough effort to try and make them happy when they are here?
Well, Vinny, let me say at the outset, I hold Lindy McDowell in the highest esteem. And it is right what the Belfast Telegraph says whenever they talk about our brilliant Saturday column. And I read it faithfully, Saturday by Saturday. But in saying that, I think on this occasion she's...
Hello, Jimmy, you still there? We seem to have lost Jim. We'll try and sort that out. Fionnuala Meredith also joins us, commentator. Good morning to you.
Morning, Vinny.
One thing that was highlighted that always grabs your attention is dirty streets, litter on the streets and actual dirt. And when people are walking around, surely what we want to do is show the best of ourselves. And that's a basic.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that was kind of the main thrust of Lindy's column, is that we can't just rest on our laurels and think, oh, everybody's just going to naturally come to Belfast because of, you know, the Titanic, the brilliant Titanic Exhibition Centre and their interest in the Troubles. You know, we've got to make an effort here. And there are parts of Belfast, like, we've all got to admit, are really run down. And you think, you remember, like, Great Victoria Street used to be called the Golden Mile. I mean, have you looked at Great Victoria Street lately? There's so many closed shops.
Yeah, but that's a really difficult thing to try and tackle in terms of empty shops. Something like dirt on the streets, Jim Rogers, is something that's easy? Or do you think the council, are they slacking a bit when it comes to that? Or is this
I think it's one of their principal responsibilities, isn't it? Keeping the place basically clean.
Well, Jim Rogers, you're within the heart of the council. You know, do you guys have something to answer for here?
Cleansing department do a brilliant job and they're out morning, noon and night and they're being commended. Yes, we get criticism, make no mistake about it, but I think in Lindy's case this time round she's got some of the things wrong. For example, she talks about Belfast City Centre doesn't begin and end at Primark, and although she says you get the impression Belfast City Council thinks it does, that couldn't be farther from the truth, because we are looking at the city as a whole. We're trying to work with quite a range of organisations and individuals, and we're making steady strides. Now, she also refers to the most recent trends, and she talks about Belfast not featuring in the top 10. Well, that may be in one guide, but in others, we're well up there.
Well, where are we? What guides are we in the top 10? Lindy does refer to one here, you're right.
Well, she refers
another list of top 10.
And I'm not going to start naming them, but we're as high as 3, in some cases maybe as low as 7. And
we've also seven's not bad if in terms of top 10, but what top 10s are these? To be fair, I don't see it in Lindy's article which one she's referring to, but in that she says Amsterdam came top and we didn't feature. She also talks about sidestepping the puddles in Belfast, the fast food leftovers and the pools of vomit. You know, it's grim reading.
Yes, it is grim reading, unfortunately, but you could walk down many of our streets in the city centre of Belfast and you're not going to find puddles, you're not going to find fast food leftovers and the pools of vomit. I think that has been greatly exaggerated. And
I don't think so. I don't think so. Jim, honestly, have you walked through the Cathedral Quarter on a Friday or Saturday night? I mean, it's going exactly the way Temple Bar went in Dublin. I mean, there really are pools of vomit that you have to avoid. There's people who are absolutely hammered out of their heads. It's absolutely rammed. And, like, do we want to be a destination for stag and hen parties? Is that what we want to be known for? And I think that's what Lindy was referring to with these booze bikes and so on. Like, everybody, or a lot of people, I certainly do, love to go out and have a drink, have a really good meal. And that's one thing that Belfast does brilliantly. I think we punch well above our weight in terms of things like really excellent restaurants, really good bars, all of that super. But there's, you know, you've got to admit that there are these really serious problems. And, you know, the Cathedral Quarter at the weekend, this is supposed to be our cultural quarter. Well, what's our culture? Drinking?
Well, as you'll be aware, the Cathedral Quarter is now one of our top places in Belfast city centre. Yes, we do see problems because of the volume of people who are going through there. But you've also got to bear in mind that once it gets into the small hours of the morning, our staff are out cleaning the place up. Now, Belfast isn't a dirty city.
Sorry, Jim, can
let
I just...
I take the time and trouble every single day I'm in Belfast City Hall to talk to visitors.
Okay, Jim, can I just check? Because we're coming up to the news.
Okay. Belfast,
let me just clarify,
place.
Jim, please, something that you just said.
Are you telling us, Jim,
and I'm sorry to talk over you, but we are coming up to the news. Are you saying that the people that clean the streets of Belfast are out at night time doing so as well?
Absolutely.
So on Friday and Saturday night, they are out cleaning.
A superb job, Vinny. And you know what, I'm going to put a challenge out to you and Stephen.
Why
not
come
out with me and them to see exactly what they do, and perhaps you could do part of a programme on the wonderful work Belfast cleansing staff undertake.
Okay, well, I'll put that challenge to Stephen, but I think you've challenged him before and
I'm also putting it out to you. I'm putting it out to you. Stephen never fulfills any of the promises he has made to me, but I'm putting a challenge out this morning on your programme for you and Stephen Nolan to come out with me and our cleansing staff and our management to see exactly what they do.
I'll check my diary.
They work.
John and Lisburn, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Quickly, before he invites me to something else.
Sure, okay. I just wanted to suggest to Jim that actually this is a bit much broader problem. It's partly a cultural one. I was just saying to you, one of your colleagues, I'm back from Amsterdam last week with three or four friends, walking around the streets there, very, very busy city, never see any litter, everything's neat and tidy. And it's partly because people there take responsibility for their area. It's also because it's a reality in most of Western Europe. There's a higher level of taxation. And as a result of that, the service is better because essentially be it local or national government can employ more people to do those jobs. So,
Ruby, do you not think they're just a bit more civilised than we are?
The word civilised, I would take offence to the word civilised. I think it comes from an early age.
I think they are.
From parents. No, the reality is, Fionnuala, as parents, and I'm one as well, when you said I was a teacher for many years, when you see someone walking past a piece of litter on the ground and you say, would you mind picking that up? The general attitude is, it's not mine. Nobody takes responsibility.
Yeah, but the issue I see with that is when I see people throwing it down, chucking it out car windows, and I've seen that before, and I've beat the horn and taken pictures and... But some people seem to think it is totally okay. I've driven past people in Antrim, where I live near, and I've seen...
The tipping point, it gets to the point where things are so untidy. I mean, I'm sort of sitting here just looking down the street, where if things are lying around the place, people then don't think it really makes much difference to add more to it, unless you get it right.
I think that's true. It has a self-reinforcing effect. You know,
it reinforces anyway.
I don't know. I think this could do much more. If you've got the mindset that you're going
to
chuck litter, you're probably going to do it regardless. Norman and Bangor, very quickly, Norman. Sorry, I don't have a lot more time.
You don't chuck litter when the place is absolutely empty.
People do. I see people doing it. I have seen people do it when it's spotless, and I've seen people chucking it down. Norman, go ahead and give you 15 seconds.
Let's go back.
Yes, Norman, quickly.
I go to Austria, it's absolutely spotless.
Austria.
So you wouldn't see a piece of litter on the street.
Okay.
There's no antisocial behaviour. There's no rubbish dumping back aunties or anything. And you look at the Holy Land with their burning cars. Why would any tourist want to come here?
Okay.
Come down to
Bangor. That's our happiness correspondent, Norman from Bangor there. Fionnuala Meredith and Jim Rogers, thank you both very much.